In our previous shiur, we established that all foods besides Mayim HaMelech are considered mazon. And in fact, therefore, the Mishnah Brura in the Bi'ah Halacha in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im B'makam Birchas HaMaitzi, the Shulchan Aruch there is discussing somebody who has to make HaMaitzi, and if instead of making hamaitzi, you made a shakalni of bedvaray, oish ama berich rachmana malke mara da haipita, the halacha is that you yaitza. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'mbirich bari mina mezaynus, das harbe echroinim de yatza b'diyevet. Says a very bechidish, that if on bread, instead of saying hamaitzi, you said a mezaynus, you yaitza b'diyevet. And el yirabish shemadrisha, kos the berichis, the bracha bayim min mezaynus kolelis kamosha hakol. Just like we know the halacha is that even though you're supposed to make on every food its specific bracha, the halacha is you yotze when you make a shahakol. The yotze are called dover, the kol meiz and zayin. Anything that, because as we've just learned, all these foods give nourishment, and since all these foods give nourishment, the halacha is that if you make a mezaynus, says the Bi'ah Halacha, you yotze having made a bracha b'di'evit. And in fact, the Paiskim say, if somebody has a suffix on a food, what should be the bracha? If the bracha should be a mezaynus, or the bracha should be a hamaitzi, or you should make a mezaynus. Because as the Bi'ah Halacha just taught us, the mezaynus certainly could be effective even on a food that is a hamaitzi, and therefore the halacha is, says the paiskim, when you have a suffix, make a bairei mine mezaynus. This is the opinion of the Bi'ah Halacha. The Shari Tshuva quotes a machloikas achroinim, if you can be yotzi with a bari mina mezaynus or not. The Stechemet, because of this, says that let's say somebody was about to eat bread and he was supposed to make a hamaitzi, and instead of saying hamaitzi, he said a mezaynus. If he could correct himself, toich kedei dibur, by saying hamaitzi lechem and aretz, that's what is the appropriate thing to do. As I said, even though the Bi'ah Halacha holds that you can make a barrier bina mezaynus on bread, there are many achroinim that disagree. Rabbi Kivega, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and disagree, and they say that you can't make a mezaynus on bread. And Ramosha, in the Shail Satshuvas, Chelik Dalid, Simon Mem, quoting this Bi'ah Halacha, and this Bi'ah Halacha is not just the opinion of the Bi'ah Halacha, but as we quoted in our previous shiur, the opinion of the Nishmas Adam, where we ended the shiur saying that Nishmas Adam proves from the Gemara on Daf Lamed that all foods are in the category of mazon. Therefore, the Nishmas Adam, in a lengthy piece in Klal Nun Ches Simon Gimel, says that on all foods besides Mayim Umelech, if you make a Bari Mina Mezaynus, you yotze. Says Ramosha, he says that even though normally we have to be very concerned about a bracha Sheina Tzricha, we have to be concerned about a bracha Levatola, here he says that if somebody made a mezaynus on something which is hamaitzi, he says what you should do is he should wait and not eat until he goes into another rishus. Going into another place where the halacha requires that he should make another bracha, and then he should make the proper bracha. And Ramosh explains that even though normally, certainly, the halacha doesn't approve of such activity, that you should go specially to another place
to make where you will be obligated to make another bracha. The halacha wants us to avoid a bracha shena tzricha.
Here, because you made a bracha mezaynus on something that was really hamotzi,
and as we've just discussed, it's not so simple, and it's really very connected to what we're discussing in our sugyas. What is included in mezayin? What isn't included in mezayin?
So in order to avoid the question, says Rav Moshe, put yourself into a position where you're obligated to make another bracha, and you'll make then the bari mina, and you'll make then the bari mina, but hamotzi lechem mina aretz. Daruch Hashulchan also is not quite satisfied. He quotes the Shaar HaTshuva, and he's not quite satisfied with the psak of the Bi'ur Halacha and the Nishmas Adam. And he says, since the Halacha requires that we should always try to make the most specific type of bracha possible, and making a Bayer Mina Mezoinus on a food which is Hamoitzi means that instead of taking the opportunity to make a bracha, to make a specific bracha, you made a more general bracha. He's not quite certain if even b'di'evid, if you made a mezaynus on a food that deserves to be hamotzi, if you were yaitza. The paiskim, I saw a tshuva from Rav. I saw a tshuva from the Shevet Halevi. Asks a question. The Shevet Halevi asks a question that our Gemara is teaching. We're learning now that if you made a bari mina mezaynus on something that's supposed to be a hamotzi, that you were yotzi. So the Chazon Ish, the Shevet Halevi is in Chelik Ches Simen Lamed Zayin, quotes a question that the Chazon Ish asks. He asks that the Shulchan Aruch, we're learning that if somebody made the wrong bracha, the halacha is that b'di'evid yoytza. Whereas he asks that in Simen Reish Vav, the Mishnah Brura paskins that even if somebody had, and I'll read you the words, Hoyulafanov Pri Adama Priates, if somebody has in front of him a Bari Pri Adama and a Bari Priates, or Bari Pri Adama, and he made a Bari Pri Adama, and he had Kavana, not that it should also work for the Priates, it's fine. And the Mishnah Brura says that even though there are those that disagree with this Psak, you should not make another Bracha. Whereas, as the Chazon Ish, in Eirachayim Simen Kuf Ayin Vav, the halacha is that paparis loy potes apas. And the Mishnah Brura says that even if somebody had a mind to make a bracha on the paparis and it should pater the pas, he is not yoytza. And the Shaar HaTzion says that even though normally a berachas mezoinus can help the pas, that's only if you took bread, and instead of making hamotzi on the bread, you made mezoinus on the bread. But if I have a piece of cake, and I have in mind to make the mezoinus on the cake, and the mezoinus that I'm making on the cake should also work for the bread that's in front of me, the Mishnah Brura says it wouldn't work. So let's understand, ask the Chazon Ish. Why? We're learning that the halacha the Mishnah Brura holds is that b'di'evid you can make a mezoinus on bread, just like b'di'evid you can make a bari pri adama on fruit. So therefore, as the Chazon Ish, if the halacha is that since b'di'evid you can make a bari pri adama on fruit. If you made it, it'll work. So why too shouldn't be that if you made a mezoinus on the cake, it should patter the bread if you had in mind that it should patter the bread. If the relationship between mezoinus and hamotzi is equal to the relationship between hadoma and ha'etz. So the Shevet HaLevi answers that you can't compare the relationship of Bari Pri Adoma and Bari Pri Eitz to the relationship between Bari Mina Mezoinus and Hamotzi Lechem Naretz. He says, let's think about it. He says, as we've been learning in our shir, truthfully, on bread, you ought to be able to make, you ought to make a Mezoinus. Because bread is mazoi, it's the main staple food item. And that's what we learned. The Gemara is quite clear in Daf Lamed Aleph, Daf Lamed here in our Sugya, that the Chameshus Mina Dogim, any food made out of the grains, since they're what give primary nourishment, the halacha is you should make a mazoinus. Yet Chazal decided that on bread you make hamotzi. So when I go and I make a mazoinus on cake, and I have in mind that it should also work on the bread, what I'm doing is I'm saying, you Chazal said I should do one thing, and I'm not going to do what you said. Chazal, you said that bread that should be in the category of mezoinus still make a hamotzi. That isn't what I'm going to do. That Chazal are very dissatisfied with that. And therefore, since we're not referring to a situation of a brokel of atollah, because I do have the cake in front of me to make the mezoinus on, I need to make a new hamotzi on the bread. Whereas, when we speak about Bari Pri Eitz and Bari Pri Adoma, there the halacha is different. It's not that Bari Pri Eitz ought to be in the category of Pri Adoma and it was taken out of the category of the category of that category. The halacha is that it's the right bracha, but Bari Pri Adoma is also a good bracha, and therefore Chazal weren't as didn't take that as seriously. If somebody made a Bari Pri Adoma on eitz, that I'm not going to be yotzer. So let's review. There's a halacha that you can make a Bari Mina Mezoinus b'di'evad on even a food that's a hamotzi. When the Mishnah Berura in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the Chai Odom in Klal Nun Ches, say that if you made a Mezoinus on bread, Yoytza. They're talking about a very specific situation. They're talking when you have a piece of bread in front of you, and you should have made on that piece of bread a hamotzi, and instead of making a hamotzi, you made a mezoinus. The halacha is that you yoytza. The Mishnah Berura in Siman Reish Vav, where he distinct, and in Siman Kuf Ayin Vav, where there's a nafkamina, where if you had a fruit and a vegetable in front of you, and the halach is that if you made on the vegetable a Bari Pri Adoma, and you had in mind that that bracha should also work for the fruit, it's fine with the evet. Whereas if you had a piece of cake in front of you, and you had also a piece of bread in front of you, and you made a mezoinus on the cake, and you had in mind that that mezoinus should work on the bread, you're not yoytza. And the difference explains the Shevet HaLevi, and this is probably what the Zanish means as well, that making a mitzi on bread, making mezoinus on bread, is much worse than making hadoma on a fruit. And therefore, if you have any way of correcting that you shouldn't rely on a mezoinus for bread, and the case that we just discussed is such a perfect example, because you could say that the mezoinus I made will go strictly on the cake, and the hamotzi will go on the, and I'll make a new hamotzi on the bread, then don't rely on a mezoinus on bread. And that's very much in line also with what Rav Moshe taught us. that even if you made the mezoinus on bread, and even though normally we want to so much avoid a brachas and a tzricha, here go into another room so you can make a brachas hamotzi on the bread. Why? Because they're explaining that when Chazal established that we make a hamotzi on bread, what they were saying was much more than by any other bracha. By any other bracha, when Chazal said a special bracha, is because Chazal established brachas. By bread, when Chazal said that we should make a hamotzi on bread, what they were saying was that even though it makes sense to make a mezoinus, don't do what makes sense and make the mezoinus, make the hamotzi. And therefore, even though the halacha is, and our Gemara very much is consistent with that approach, that bread and all foods are in the category of mezoinus, but when it comes to bread especially, we don't want to use a mezoinus. We don't want to rely on that Bayer Mina mezoinus unless we have to. But according to this, there'll be a very big chiddush. Because we said, very much based on our Gemara, that all foods, chutz mimayim melech, the halacha is that a Bayer Mina mezoinus would be ever be acceptable. But way we're learning now, there's a difference if you made a mezoinus on bread versus if you made a mezoinus on other foods. Because, as the Chazanis says, Chazal was so concerned about a Bayer Mina mezoinus being said on bread, so Chazal went out of the way and said that you shouldn't make a Bayer Mina mezoinus on bread. You should try to avoid it and try to come up with a way to avoid it. Maybe by other foods, it wouldn't be that way. And certainly, by Bayer Pri Adama and Bayer Pri Eitz, if you made a Bayer Pri Adama on an Eitz, Chazal would hold that b'di'evit it's okay. However, the Paiskim, the Prima Godim, says a very b'chiddush, that if I'm relying on someone else to make a bracha, I ask somebody else to be mitzi me with a bracha, and the person made the wrong bracha, even though, b'di'evit, that bracha is effective. The example that we just gave, let's say somebody made a mezoinus on a food that isn't a mezoinus, somebody made her eitz, or somebody made her adoma, who the food is supposed to be her eitz, says the Prima Godim, the person who asked somebody else to be mitzi me, could say no. I only wanted you to be mitzi me if you're going to make the bracha properly. But if you didn't make the bracha properly, then I want to make the bracha myself and make the bracha properly. And it's interesting. There's a Shaila of Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph of Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Beis, that discusses exactly this question. Where I ask somebody to make a bracha on my behalf, and the person, and it was our eitz, and instead of making eitz, the person made a bari pri adoma. What's the halacha? The Har Tzvi quotes the Machlokes Achronim. He quotes a Ritvaz, that it's fine, that just like we learned, that b'di'evit, if you made a hadoma on an eitz, it's fine not just for the person who made the bracha, it's also fine for the people who are listening to the bracha and being yotze with the bracha. He then quotes the Prima Godim that disagrees. Says the Har Tzvi that we don't necessarily have to hold that there's a machloikis, retvaz, and Prima Godim. He says they could be discussing different situations. If we're referring to a situation where we have a suffix, if the bracha is effective, then we will follow the psak of the Prima Godim. And the person who heard the bracha could say, I don't want to be yotz with that bracha. Whereas, in a situation where b'di'evit everybody agrees the bracha is effective, there says the Har Tzvi, the halacha will be like the Ritvaz. And therefore, based on what we're learning in today's shir, we're going to come up with the following result. If I ask somebody to make to be mitzi me with a bracha, and it's a fruit, where the bracha should have been a bari priya eitz, and the person, instead of making the bari priya eitz, made a bari priya adama, says the Har Tzvi, we're going to follow the psak of the Ratvaz, and the halacha will be that I'm yotze with the bracha. Whereas, if I ask somebody to be mitzi me with a mitz with a on bread, and instead of making the hamitzi, he made the mezonos. As we're learning in our shir, it's a machlokes achronim. If bechlal you can make a mezonos on bread, and even the man d'omrim, even the opinions that say that you can make a mezonos on bread, certainly hold that it's a b'dievet. There, the person could say, I'm not accepting that you made a bracha mezonos on bread on my behalf and make his own bracha. It's also interesting to note that the Shaila for Tshuvas Mincha Shloima from Shloima Zalman Orbach in Chelek Aleph at the end of Siman Yud Ches says that this entire discussion is only by Birchas Hanenim. What halacha is that one person can't make a Birchas Hanenim on behalf of another person, unless he's also eating. So in the case that we're now discussing, from the Ratvaz and the Prima Godim, are situations where I'm making a Birchas Hanenen on behalf of someone else, and now the person is dissatisfied because I didn't make the right bracha. Could I make my own bracha? Could I not make my own bracha? But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what would be the halacha if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? That the halacha is by Birchas HaMitzvah, one person can make a bracha on behalf of another person, even if he's not doing that mitzvah himself. I can make a bracha for a tekiyah shofar, even though I was already yotz a mitzvah tekiyah shofar. I can make a bracha on Megillah, even though I already heard the Megillah. And let's say I made the bracha improperly, and you're going to say now, since you made the bracha improperly, I'm going to make my own bracha. So then it's going to turn out that the bracha I made was a bracha levatala. Then halacha says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, is that everybody would agree that since what I did is b'dievet acceptable, you should accept the bracha I made and not make a new bracha and leave me with a bracha levatala. So just to review what we've learned in our shir. Bari mina mezonos on something which is a hamotzi is a machlokes achronim. The bi'alocha, the nishmas adam, are lenient. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shulchan Aruch Harav, are machmer. On other foods, it's similar machlokes, but it could be the way we're explaining that by other foods, we could be more lenient with a bari mina mezonos on a food that doesn't deserve a bari mina mezonos, except water and salt. If somebody made a bari mina mezonos on a food that's supposed to be hamotzi, if there's any way of being able to make the proper hamotzi, once you go out of the way to make that bracha, and therefore go into another room, be mesiach das, if you made it on a piece of cake, that and even though you had in mind that it should also work for the bread, don't rely on that mezonos for the bread. Bari pri adom and bari pri eitz are very different. And if somebody made a bari pri adoma on a food that's a eitz, that's fine. And don't look for a way to make now. You don't have to look for a way now how to make a bari pri eitz. If somebody was mitzi me with a bracha, so again, if it was supposed to be a hamitzi and he made a mezonos, then I can and perhaps even should make my own hamitzi. Whereas if he made a hadoma on a food that should have been ha'eitz, according to the Har Tzvi, the halacha is that I should not make a new bracha if I was wanted to be mitzi with the mevarech's bracha. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach adds that this is only by Birchas Hanenin, by Birchas HaMitzvahs, if a person made the bracha, even though it's only acceptable bracha b'dievid, I could rely on that bracha and not make my own bracha and leave the Mevarech with a bracha levatala.